Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Welcome to Power in the Word, Real Talk with Pastors Anthony and Rebecca Simmons. It's a blessing to be with you on today. I'm praising God because this is the day that He has made, and I shall rejoice. Oh, yes, I shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm also praising God because I'm steadily growing in Him, growing to be who He has created me to be. You know, this life that we're living, it's a journey. It is not a sprint unless you experience a short life, but God has promised us long life, and this life is a journey. It's a journey with God, and God wants us to grow. He wants us to go higher, and He wants us to go deeper. He wants us to get better. He wants us to become matured in the things pertaining to Him and godliness and life. God wants the best for us, and He wants us to have wisdom and knowledge and understanding and power. So we have to just make sure that we are allowing ourselves to be led by the Spirit and allowing ourselves to grow in God. So I'm just so happy to be able to continually be growing in Him. I'll talk to you about that a little bit later on, but just really, really glad that God is in control in my life and that I'm not in control. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca, Power in the Word. I'm waiting for Pastor Anthony to call in. It's raining out there, and my husband is out there working. He does have another job. He works for FedEx as well as for the Lord, so he is out there, believe me, delivering packages in this rain. So keep Pastor Anthony in prayer. He's a dedicated, focused man of God. Amen. Amen and praise God. So let's keep moving. Let's keep moving. He'll be here. I am certain of that. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you today. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being in our lives. We thank you that we can trust you, that we don't have to lean on our own understanding, or that we don't have to trust in ourselves or trust in people to provide for us, to protect us, to care for us, and to keep us on the right track. Lord, I'm so grateful for you today. I pray for every listener, every person that has tuned in, every person that will tune in. I pray for them right now, and I pray your blessings upon your life, upon their lives. Lord, bless every listener, bless every person. You know what they stand in the need of. Supply them with money and supply them with peace and joy, and supply them with good health, God, and everything that they need, Father God. Some people need healing in their bodies, and some people need healing in their marriages, Lord. You know, God, you know what it is that is they stand in the need of. So, Lord, I speak these things over the listener right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we give this time to you. Have your way. Have your way here today. And it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray this prayer. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with Pastor Anthony, my wonderful husband. We're from New Creation Christian Ministries in Elizabeth, New Jersey. I want to welcome our guest 248 to the chat room. God bless you. And to let you know that God has a great plan for your life. Some of us are really going through. I know that I can raise my hand right now that I'm really in a season where I am going through. But like I was saying earlier, God is maturing me, and He's making me better. Have you ever been to the point where you think that you have arrived, that you think that you got it? You know, you have wisdom, you have understanding, you have a good job, your bills are pretty much paid, and you have a pretty good grasp on this walk that you're walking with God in this life, in this journey called life. But just when you think you've gotten it all together, something happens. Something happens to rock your world and shake your world to let you know that you're not there yet. That you, just when you thought you were holy and when you thought you were super spiritual, when you thought you had stopped cursing and stopped fussing, when you thought that you were trusting God, something happens to rock your world and you find yourself cussing and you find yourself fussing and you find yourself not trusting God. Oh, yes, I know what I'm talking about because it happened to me just this recently in my life. Some things have occurred that are really challenging my walk with God. But yet will I praise him. Yet will I magnify his name. In the middle of all of this stuff that's going on in your life, especially with the economy being what it is and what we have to go through on a daily basis, being parents, you know, when you have children growing up or when you have grown children that you're still trying to lead and guide and help out along the path of life, when things are happening, keep praising God. Keep trusting God. Don't give up hope. Hold on. Hold on to your faith in God, not faith in man. The Bible tells us that with man, some things are impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. Amen. So hold on. I just want to encourage you today as my husband joins me. I want to encourage you to hold on. Hold on. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to the promises that you have heard spoken over your life. Hold on to the prophecy. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to what you know to be true about God and what you know to be true in your own life. Look, the Bible says that we should not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap a harvest if we faint not. Look, it's harvest time, my God. It's not time to look to the left or to the right. It's not time to get off the path that God has you on. It's not time for you to go back into the world or to go back to stuff that you used to do. It's time to move forward with God. So keep your eyes frontward. Keep your eyes forward. Keep your focus on the purpose for which you have been born into this world. God birthed you with a purpose, and I'm here to encourage you in these few minutes that I was just speaking from my heart, and I believe it's from the heart of God prophetically. Hold on. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. God's not finished with you yet, and he is faithful. He will complete the work that he has begun in you. The Bible says that some things are impossible with man, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Welcome guest 260 to the chat room. And also I want to welcome Evangelist Jay Luciano. God bless you both. Pastor Anthony, what's happening?
Amen. It's a glorious day in New Jersey. Just some powerful stuff you were just sharing. Hold on. Hang in. Don't quit. It is just so awesome that, you know, our faith will be tested, but it's just a wonderful assurance that God is truly with us when we see ourselves standing in some of the stuff that we're dealing with today.
Yes.
And that's just an encouraging word. We know many believers, many people who walk by faith and not by sight, are really being persecuted in a magnificent way in our hour. But once you hold on, God will equip you not just to endure, but at the end of that endurance, there's a prize that awaits you.
That's right.
You know, it's amazing how the Bible, Pastor Rebecca tells us in the book of Revelation, let no one take our crown. So that crown awaits us. And even in this earth realm, there's prosperity, there's a reward, there's a natural level of success that we will achieve and walk in if we follow the plan of God. So
that's
if we
right.
stay spiritual and not get caught up in this carnal world, you know, this world system of how people are reacting. People are running to everything but God.
We as believers
got to keep running to the altar. We got to keep opening that Bible in the midnight hour. We got to stay on our knees praying. We got to fast and turn down some of these plates of meals that we have in these United States. And we just got to keep looking to the hills which cometh thy help. Keep our minds stay upward and upward bound, and Jesus will never leave us nor forsake us. He's in every situation, beloved.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Is really in every situation.
Amen. Amen. And there's no failure with God. I was reading God Calling. That's a little book that I have that was edited by A.J. Russell. And it has entries for every day, like devotionals. And I want to read the devotional for September the 9th, Pastor Anthony. And it says, and it's right in line with what you and I were just talking about. And it says, cultivate yourself. In thy strength we conquer. Yes, your conquering power you gain from me. There can be no failure with me. The secret of success then in life with me. Wait, the secret of success then is life with me. Do you want to make the best of life? Then live very near to me, the master and giver of all life. Your reward will be sure. It will be perfect success, but my success. Sometimes the success of souls won, sometimes the success of disease cured and devils cast out. Sometimes the success of a finished sacrifice as on Calvary. Sometimes the success of one who answered never a word in the face of the scorn and torture and jeering cries of his enemies. Or the success of a risen Savior as he walked through the garden of Joseph of Arimathea on their first Easter morning. But my success, the world may deem you failures. The world judges not as I judge. Bend your knees and wonder before my revelation. The joy of seeing spiritual truth is a great joy. When the heavens are open and the voice speaks, not to all hearts, but to the faithful, loving hearts, remember your great field of labor is yourself. That is your first task, the weeding, the planting, digging, pruning, bearing fruit. When that is done, I lead you out into other fields. And I think that's beautiful. That's God speaking through these two older women that wrote this book. And I believe they were in Australia. But it was many, many years ago. And it's just such a blessing that we remember that God is still speaking to us. And he's still saying that we must, what we always say, work on ourselves first. And cultivate ourselves, allow God to work through us, to prune us, to take away all of the nasty weeds out of our lives so that we can grow to be the success that he ordained us to be when he created us. I think it's beautiful.
You know, that's just a wonderful piece of writing, how it was just written so eloquently and the words just flowed. It's just so wonderful that, you know, somebody can put a spin on God's will for our lives in the words that you just read, but it says that we are the first seed of harvest.
Yeah.
That's such a wonderful thing, is that, as you just said, we need to allow God to harvest us. And there are some things, you know, even in my very life, I look at and I say, you know, Lord, I know I still need to deal with this, and I thank you that I no longer have to deal with that. And Lord, you know, what about this other thing? So it's amazing how we can come to God. You know, it says, come to his throne of grace with expectation.
Yes.
And I have the expectation daily of not just picking up my cross and following him, not falling into sin or being disobedient, but the other thing, God perfecting us. God, you know, just as you just said, many of us have been through so much in life. And God has to come in and just undo some of the wrongs that many of us have dealt with and still are dealing with.
Yeah.
And even along that, Pastor Rebecca, he still uses us, as you said, before we go into another harvest. And I believe that we will go into another harvest once we get to another level in God and once some things in our lives are perfected. But even as we are, God will continue to use us, whether
yeah.
it's in our marriage, whether it's still to minister to our children, have a heart-to-heart with our adult sons and daughters, you know, do something for God and his kingdom and the local church that we belong to. Even in the midst where God is working on us, we can still get fulfillment from helping others.
How about this? How about God using us in every single area of our lives? How about this? When you go to work every day, God is using you to be a light in the middle of darkness. You know, some people are going to corporate America. Some people are going to jobs that they don't even like. you know, and working with people that are persecuting them because they know where they stand. But those same people will come to you if you stand, those same people will come to you for prayer when they're having a hard time with their marriage, with their children and their finances. And when somebody gets sick, they will come to you and find you and ask you to pray for those people. So God is using you. So many people are waiting to be used of the Lord, but God is using you right where you are. God is using you every single day of your life. And all that you have to do is yield yourself and allow him to pluck the weeds. I'm still talking about those weeds. Allow God to pluck the weeds out of your life so that you can be used to the fullest of the capacity for which God created you. God doesn't want to use you half-cocked. Like, he doesn't want to use a little bit of you. He does not want to use 50 to 75% of you. God wants to use all of you for his glory. But all of us, as we were growing up in life, and I want to welcome Mrs. Dana Neal and also Miss Quiet Storm and also our guest to the guest 277 and B. Caesar ATL to the chat room. But as we were growing up in life, we went through some experiences. And what I have found recently, Pastor Anthony, is that I was reacting to new experiences the same way that I used to react to old experiences. So, in other words, there will be trigger points in your life where something new can happen to remind you of something old. And you find yourself reacting like you used to act. Or how about this, Pastor Anthony, when you find yourself reacting like your mother used to act or like your father used to act? Those are weeds, my God. Those are weeds that need to be pruned out of your life. Those are emotional weeds. Because when we're in the spirit, we can't respond in the emotions.
Oh, God, that's so powerful. And that's why, you know, when we sometimes we use the words healed and delivered like it's past tense. I believe that God is always working, always at work.
My God,
because
he,
the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
But, Pastor, you didn't have to punch me in the nose with that one. That one hit me hard. Go ahead, sir.
Amen. You know, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and he's a great deceiver. And it's amazing, how you say even a natural trait or characteristic that we used to operate in outside of being saved, outside of being born again. There's still some things, or as you just said, trigger points or circumstance that can still bring something that is deep down and hidden that we thought we already dealt with. But God is showing us time and time again we need him every second, every minute, every hour. You know, and something so powerful you said earlier is that we never know who's watching us, people of God. You know, that neighbor sees you when you pull out your driveway with your Bible and your family. They see you taking the bus to church and taking a cab to church. They see you going to prayer service and Bible study. And God, for the appointed time, as Pastor Rebecca just said, they're going to come over to you and say, you know, young lady, I see you going to church. You look like you have such a peace. And my boyfriend grabbed me the other day, and I don't know who to talk to about it. Or I have this, you know, problem with my children, and they're standing up in my face, and they don't want to go to school anymore, and I just need some help and some answers and some guidance as to where to go. And you're that point person that God has already predestined in the earth to be that go-to person for that family or that individual, and that's why it's just awesome that you're saying, you know, when we continue to work on ourselves, God will ready us for the person that needs ministry through us.
Yeah.
We sometimes look at the big icons in our day or the big names in our day to get people to heaven, to get them saved and win souls, yet God is preparing each and every one of us for ministry. And
Amen.
Ministry is a wonderful thing because ministry is just to serve. If you're serving God, if you're not just leading someone to Christ, but just serving God and doing what you can with your capability, God is being glorified in that. And that's why you and I will always stress to live holy. You know, it's kind of taboo when you talk about sin, and sometimes, you know, there are words out here that sometimes the church at large are trying to not use as much as they should or can or, you know, used to use.
Yeah.
We don't have to teach fire and brimstone or you're going to hell. There's a way to talk about the Bible in relevant, effective words and terms that can reach the people of our hour.
Yes. Absolutely. And it's, again, about self-cultivation, because when you're cultivating yourself, there's no room for sin, you know, because you only want the best. You only want God's best for you and for your life. You only want to be used to his glory. You want to shine. I mean, can you imagine, like, washing your face and leaving out of the house without putting any oil or lotion or any lotion on your face, especially for black people, or not combing your hair or putting on some wrinkled clothes that you haven't ironed or a crumpled T-shirt and running out to go to work in corporate America. Can you imagine the image that you're setting before people, as opposed to when you take the time to groom yourself, to wash your face, to put on some moisturizer, to put on some makeup, to comb your hair, to cut your the shave for men, to put on a well-pressed shirt, tie, suit or dress, to put on some shoes that are shine. When you walk out and you step out of your door, you are representing your Father who has the spirit of excellence. And when you go to work, you are representing your Father. So you are representing the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of the world. And even on dress down day, you're presentable. You're not wearing the belly blouses and the low-rider jeans, but you still come in there with some dress slacks and a nice dress shirt, because you know that you represent kingdom. You are a royal priesthood. You are that light. So allow yourself to shine. I guess I'm just saying all of that to say that we as the people of God have to cultivate ourselves to the point where we are comfortable with allowing ourselves to shine. Someone once said that you're playing small does not glorify your Father in heaven. It does not glorify God by you playing small, by you feeling like I don't have to do all of that, or everybody else is raggedy and crumpled, I might as well be the same way. No, God is calling us to a higher standard, and we are head and shoulders above the rest as Christians. So we have to represent ourselves that way. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to welcome Nova Gaston and also my good friend Barbara Green. I did see her come into the chat room. God bless you, Barbara Green. Good to see you. I haven't spoken to Barbara in months, and it's so good to see her. But Pastor Anthony, what do you have to say about that? And the phone lines are open. You know, we're talking. This is real talk with the pastors. We're talking. We flow. We flow with the Holy Spirit, and we talk to edify, because the Spirit edifies. The Spirit never tears down. So unless something needs to be torn down, amen, if there's something that needs to be torn down, like sin and living a haphazard life, yeah, we'll do that in the spirit of love, but the Spirit builds. So we're always here building and edifying and encouraging and equipping, encouraging, emancipating, and educating. That's what we're here for. So the phone lines are open. You can call us and share with us. 646-652-4832. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Anthony.
I mean, what you just said about, you know, being attractive, being one, and I used to say this when I was an earlier younger Christian, I wanted people to be jealous of my faith with God, jealous and envious of my relationship with Jesus, and coming to me with envy, wondering, you know, how do you keep joy in the midst of what you're going through? Or why do you stay so positive? And so many people seem like they're falling apart. Or, you know, why are you progressing? Or why are you even thinking about progressing, even though I don't see the results of it, and you keep pressing on no matter what? And it's just so awesome that we look attractive in the midst of a dire circumstance. We can just look so beautiful, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world.
Yeah.
And that thing really comes out when we live life on a daily basis. It's just so awesome. You really start to see the greater one is really inside of you than he that is in this world.
Mm-hmm.
He that is in this world comes to seek and destroy.
My God.
I mean, the devil, yeah, it's like a target on most believers' back, and the devil's trying to destroy you because he sees the future that God has already set for you. So guess what? He's coming against your very life. He's coming against your very life. But the Bible says, as you just said, Pastor Rebecca, if we ask and seek and knock, that door will be open. And I think one of the most beautiful things about the Holy Spirit is that it will lead us into all truth.
He does.
Sometimes we don't know. Sometimes we're ignorant of things, even about ourselves. Sometimes we just don't know. And the Holy Spirit would say,
I'm laughing, Pastor Ebony.
Don't take a double take in that mirror. Go ahead.
I'm laughing, and we have a caller. I'm going to put the caller on the line. Barbara Green is asking for the number again, 646-652-4832. And I'm laughing, Pastor Ebony, because that just happened to me. I couldn't believe it. I was sucker punched by God, because I thought I had gotten rid of those weeds, and I found out that I still had some weeds in my life. That's why I was talking about weeds today, because I had to really, really submit myself to allow God to pull out those weeds. And let me tell you, it is not a pleasant feeling. It hurts when God starts to weed and prune. Oh, Lord, I'm like, God, I have to, you know, it's like dying to self all over again. That's why the Bible says we have to die daily.
Oh, boy.
you want to take this call?
Yes, let's take that call, yes.
Okay, amen, hallelujah. Erico 347, you're on the air. Welcome to Real Talk with the Pastors.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Rebecca Simmons.
Amen.
God bless you. Evangelist amen. Luciano.
Yes, how are you doing today?
Blessed, highly favored, feeling real good, even though it's raining here in New Jersey.
And same here, it's raining here in the Bronx, New York. But I'd like to let you know that me and Evangelist Brian Hernandez, you know, we would like to tell you thank you for the open door that you gave us Sunday and the pulpit. It was a blessing in our lives, and we felt at home. And this is how angry the devil was, that when we left you from New Jersey heading back to New York, we filled the tank up. And the plug that belongs to the gasoline underneath the car broke.
Oh.
So we was driving, and gasoline was just coming out of the car.
My
oh,
God.
Lord Jesus.
And we praise God, because we laughed, because you know what? I said the devil was upset with us. Now, we shamed him that morning.
Yeah.
And God had the victory. The body of Christ was edified, and God was magnify and glorify.
Yes, he was.
And I just want to share that with you, that you know that you know when the devil starts messing, God starts blessing.
Mm, mm.
And,
oh
my God!
And we were so excited, we couldn't even stop talking about Sunday. We told some of the people, not some of the people, that we told the whole church about your church, and they're excited to come over there.
Amen.
See, what's up with that over there, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And you know, we told that your church is blessed by God, and you have a, I mean, I fell in love with all your people there, you know what I'm saying? And you guys are real close to my heart, and definitely we're going to shoot down there again. We're going to bring a team down there to do what we was talking about, because I'm excited. I'm psyched up about it. I can't wait for the next summer to come, like that we could head down there and really pitch the gospel tent there, and really share the gospel there in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Amen. Praise God. And you.
Amen. Evangelist, you just encouraged someone today. Like you said, right after a high mountaintop moment, the devil tried to give you a valley experience. You guys came all the way from New York and had to travel back to New York from Elizabeth, New Jersey, and your gas was leaking out as you were traveling, and you still got to your destination. Oh,
amen.
Glory to his name. That's a word right there.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, hallelujah.
That's a word right there. So, and people of God, please hear God today. No matter what the devil do, no matter what tactic he throws at us, we're going to get to our destination. We're going to get to our destination. We will get there. So it may be prolonged. It may be a little delayed. But God says we will get to our destination. And you said at the top of this show, be not weary in well-doing. And Pastor Becker, it's unfortunate, but we can learn from others that some are going back to what they used to know.
Some are
going back to familiar neighborhoods or familiar people that they used to hang with. Instead of continuing to run to God, some are caving in and going back. But I'm saying, press on today, people.
Amen.
Press
Hallelujah.
On. I'm not just talking about the recession or the hard times we're living in. There's a spiritual battle going on for the kingdom. And we're fighting for God's kingdom. We are his ambassadors in this earth realm. And God has given you and I the accountability to minister to what he has given us to taking care of.
Amen.
So we are stewards of his our possessions in the earth. And we're going to be good stewards and fight until the very end.
That's right.
And there's a reward that comes along with battling for Christ.
Amen. And evangelists, that's a powerful testimony. Prophetess, God bless you. Welcome to the chat room. And also we I believe she's the only one that just came in, but she said that evangelist is giving a powerful testimony because the Lord used you mightily, man of God. I mean, you came in on assignment. You did your assignment. You preached the word. People were delivered from some stuff that had been hindering them. And, of course, the devil was mad. And that's another word right there, that when you do the Lord's will for your life, expect opposition. I mean, we have to be ready. We have to stop acting like the devil's not mad because of the work that we're doing for the Lord, or like the devil's not upset that we're standing for God. The devil is very upset that you're standing for God. The devil's upset when you go and preach people free, not preach people happy, because they were happy too. They were, evangelists got excited at their pulpit, but it's a fire that resides the evangelists. We should have warned you about it. But the devil is mad that you preach people into deliverance. And just like the people who are listening today, whatever you're doing for God, believe me, there is going to be some opposition, and people are not going to be happy about it. So just put on the full armor. Put on the full armor, as Ephesians 6 talks about putting on the full armor of God. I want to read a scripture of that B. Caesar has put in 1 John 2:6. He says, hallelujah, 1 John 2:6, he that says he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked, my God. And that's it. We have to walk and conduct ourselves even as Christ walked and conducted himself. And one thing that Christ wasn't afraid of, God gave me this in a dream last night, he wasn't afraid of Herod. He wasn't afraid of death. He said, you tell that fox I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. In Luke 13:32, he said, but I'm going to reach my goal. I'm going to do what I was called to do. So God bless you, evangelist.
Amen. Let me say something real quickly. In spite we had that I won't even call it a problem, because I consider what the enemy throw at us just a mirage to take our vision away from Christ. You understand? I learned something that when Evangelist Brian took his car to his dad, and we thought it was really bad thing happening because we didn't understand what was happening, so we assumed it was something bad. But his father went underneath the car and fixed it. He said, oh, it's just simple. And he tied it up.
Mm.
And automatically the Holy Spirit gave me something. He said, what the enemy gives you is just a mirage. It takes your focus away from your destiny. It's in actuality, when he hits us with these things, it's meant to distort our vision of God, move away our destiny, what God has already planned for our life. So in actuality, what you're seeing is just a mirage, which is not there, but the enemy makes you think it's there. And sometimes he permits different things to happen. But in actuality, the Bible says that there's no evil that will come against the believer, because we are covered, we are shielded by God's presence. And like as the Bible says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
That's right. Amen.
I believe
Amen.
All that is just a mirage.
Yes.
But we need to learn how to let that make a loose focus of what God's destiny in for our lives.
Amen. Amen. Praise God for the word. Oh, God is blessing today. And we do have another caller. Amen. I want to put this caller on the air. Stay with us, evangelist, if you have some time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Area code 856, you're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word.
How are you, Pastor and Pastor? How are you? This is Barbara Green.
Barbara Green.
God bless you. I just wanted to piggyback on it as the evangelist is speaking, and he is so on point with the essence of how the enemy will come in and have you to be given an illusion of things, and to cause us not to be balanced with the Lord and to cause us not to go forward and do what the, God has us to do. So I tell you today, I am so glad. I don't know how I got your email, but I am so glad your words are right on point for my life today. You hear me?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's been a while, but we always know we get connected right on time.
I've been thinking about you, girl. I have been. The Lord put you heart, and I couldn't get it out. I said, and I was like, email. That's how I can get in touch with her because I lost your number. But
yes.
God is good, and I'm just so
God
glad that you called in today. He's faithful, and he knew what we needed. Both of us needed to hear from each other
Absolutely. No weapon formed against us to prosper.
Amen. So you were piggybacking on what Evangelist said. Did you have a comment about what he has said?
No, you know, it's ultimately, I mean, what you're speaking of today is as far as staying focused, as far as keeping our minds on Christ, as far as understanding what our calling is, as far as staying in position. I mean, this is not a time, this is not a season to look to the left or to the right.
Mm.
The illusion that we have the atmosphere of the world with the elections and everything, so much focus is on the world, and them spirits are running about rampantly, interjecting.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is happening is we are so, our minds, our focus is in every direction. What's going on the outside of us? And then my father wants to know, well, what's going on the inside of you?
Hey.
You are just made. You are disgruntled because you do not keep your eyes on me. You do not stay focused on me. And I told you, I have called you my children, and you are my children, that you are supposed to be staying. We are supposed to be staying focused on God's kingdom. We're focused on the wrong kingdom.
Mm.
We are supposed to be focused on God's kingdom. And when we focus on God's kingdom, he says all of our needs are met. What are we lacking? What are we lacking? If the King of Kings says all of our needs are met, what are we complaining about? So the illusion is, and that's why I'm piggybacking right off of the evangelist, because he's like, this is an illusion. He sees us an illusion. And that's because, as Pastor Anthony said, we do not understand what we have, the way we have it, why we're here, what the purpose is. Our focus is wrong. We forgot what we wrote on the paper to say what are the determinations. This is nothing but deception. This year is not only for the world, but this year is a war for God, for real.
Yes.
This year is a war, every year and every day we know that it's always a war for God. But overall view, the world wants us to focus on them, what we're losing, what we don't gain. It's a lie. It is a lie. It is a lie.
Wow. Praise God. Ooh. That's a word right there. And D.C. says that 1 Peter 5:8 says, Satan walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. You know?
That's right.
Doesn't say that he, but just to check this out, he says, B.C. says, it does not say that he is a lion. It says he roars around like a lion, because we know that Jesus is the Lion of Judah. Amen.
Amen. But look, I'm in your same book. I'm in the same book, Pastor, and 1 Peter 2:12 says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto the prayers, and his face is against those that do evil. He says, what are you afraid of? He says in chapter 14, he says, be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Be sanctified, the Lord God, in your hearts. Be ready always to give an answer to every man. Be ready. My father says, everything is done. I'm taking care of you. You don't have to worry about those things on the outside. And when we do, when we get all frazzled up, it's because we've taken our focus off of our provider, and we've taken off our focus of understanding that how it is that we're supposed to be living here on earth, that we're supposed to be bringing the kingdom of God to the earth. That's what he indicated.
Mm. Amen.
So we're right in the same book. We Life Spirit, the Holy Ghost is from North Jersey to South Jersey to Brooklyn, amen.
Atlanta, wherever. They're listening from all over, Wisconsin, all over. And we want to invite you to call in 646 652 4832. I'm here on the line, Pastor Rebecca, with Pastor Anthony, and we have some wonderful people in the chat room. The chat room is open. I want to welcome Keith M. to the chat room. Amen. God bless you. Evangelist Luciano's here with us, and Barbara Green, who definitely is operating the prophetic this morning, is with us. So feel free to join us. And I just want to take a moment to do a short commercial, Pastor Anthony, if that's okay.
Yes.
Amen. We have a couple of things going on at our church. You heard Evangelist Luciano say that he was at NCCM on this past Sunday. The Spirit of the Lord was there, and the Lord used him mightily. The Lord is still at work. God has not gone to sleep, and he hasn't changed. He hasn't given up on his purpose for our lives. This Friday, Pastor Anthony will be meeting with men only for a men's only Friday night service beginning at 7:30 p.m. Tell the men, women, that are, if you're in the New Jersey, New York area, tell the men to come on over to 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey, to meet with Pastor Anthony. He's a consecrated man of God, and he has the word of God in his loins, to birth something out through you, amen, for God's kingdom. And then on October the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th, we're having our third annual women's conference. Ah, amen, hallelujah. If you were there last year, you know that it was a blessing. And this year, again, we will be bringing 3 days of power where you are going to take your position in the kingdom. We're talking about the kingdom of God. You are God's leading lady. That is the theme this year, God's leading lady, and we are excited. Prophetess Singletary, who's in the chat room, will be preaching. I will be preaching. Dr. Melrose Bethea, she's a foot doctor, and she's a doctor for the Lord. She will be preaching on that Saturday morning. We have breakfast on Saturday. We have lunch on Saturday. Registration is only $25, and you can sign up today at our website. And for more information, go to nccmonline.org, and you will be able to see what God is doing in this ministry. And God's no respecter of person. This is the time. Barbara said it. This is God's year. Every year is his year, but this is the year of war, but this is also the year of victory for the people of God. Amen. Pastor Anthony?
Amen. That's so powerful, and it's just a wonderful season in the life of our church. You know, Pastor Rebecca, I don't know if you saw the Daystar Ledger, but here in New Jersey, there was a horrible a killing of four people in the city of Irvington. Four teenagers got gunned down and then set afire. One of the most horrific crimes in the state of New Jersey this year. But it's one of those things that, you know, as Sister Barbara just said, and Evangelist Luciano, as he came and ministered in the state of New Jersey, he said, you know, I'm from the South Bronx, and I see that there is a need here as well. But it's one of those things where we as a church, and you got to take our eyes off this world. Jesus prayed in that 17th chapter, according to John, for the disciples and for those who will believe through them. He said, I'm not praying for the world, but I'm praying for those you have given me. And if you're on this line, you know, if you're a born-again believer, God has given us to Jesus. And we have been, he said, I'm sending them into the world like you sent me into the world. And he's interceding at the right hand of the Father for us on a daily basis. So as the evangelist just said, no matter what you're going through, the devil will magnify that thing. He'll make your bills and your marriage and your children acting up. He'll make that thing so overwhelming that, you know, would get in the way of our God. And we know there ain't nothing bigger than our God. There ain't nothing in this world that's bigger than our God. So we got big problems. Our God is bigger. So, you know, it's just so awesome that he said he learned that just from a natural experience, and Sister Barbara piggybacked on that, that sometimes our problems are not as big as the devil wants us to think they are.
No.
And if we just stay focused on Jesus, not only will deliverance come, but we'll learn from our experiences. We'll learn from the storms that we're in sometimes.
Well, but watch this, Pastor and Evangelist and Barbara. Watch this. The devil wants to keep us so focused on our own selves and the stuff that's going on in our lives that we're not able or even willing to be able to reach out and evangelize someone else, to tell someone else about his grace, his mercy, his forgiveness, his, you know, the new life to be found in him. If we get so distracted by what's going on around us, or by what the devil has created the illusion of, then we will not be effective for winning souls for the kingdom of God. So we have to step outside the flesh and get into the spirit for real, and say, you know what, for God I live and for God I die, I shall preach this gospel on the bus, on the train, on the street corner, on Blog Talk Radio, on behind the pulpit, you know, in front of the church, in the alleyway, at a family cookout. I shall tell people about this Jesus, because, my God, God forbid, if some of those people who were gunned down and burnt up did not hear about Jesus, you know, it is my prayer that they knew Jesus. But God forbid, that's even an alert for us when you see news like that on the front page of the Star Ledger for us, or wherever, whatever the paper is in your town, and you know that you haven't been doing what you're supposed to be doing as far as getting this word out. That's an alert. That's a red alert. Okay, it's time for us to start telling some more people about Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. Praise God.
Amen. You know, it, even in Galatians, you know, Pastor, we as a people, even as the body of Christ, it appears that, or it shows that we forget how we came in. We forget. Somehow or another, there is the training, even in different churches and things, the training, God, I'm telling you, God is going to deal with these people. God is going to be dealing with these pastors, these teachers, these prophets, these whatever else that's coming up in the earth, because he said that these things was going to come back and was going to occur in these last days. And this is the distraction. This is the deception. The deception of the wealth, the jewels, the money, the cars. And we know that you're not going to be fulfilled with these things. I'm a testimony. You get all of these things, and then you're still empty. You're saying, okay, I got to go get another one. I got to go get another one. I got to go get another one. And it's a drug. The illusion is that Lucifer is indicating, okay, well, while I'm dealing with the drugs over here on this person, I could deal with you, the money over here with
my
you.
God.
It's still going to have the same effect. So he's using these different devices with the same outcome. And we are not recognizing his devices. That's how we're perishing. But my father says, nah, there's a season truly for the Holy Ghost to be training us up. There's a season for the Holy Ghost to be reminding us of how we were to have come into the earth. There's not many people preaching about how we are supposed to be operating here on earth, not about how we're supposed to be living on earth. Because that's already taken care of. My daddy said, God said that he, all those things is added unto you. You do what I've asked you to do, and all these things are going to be added unto us. We have not been trained right. And then because we have not been trained right, when it's time to get battle, when it's time to go to war, we're faltering. Our weapons are dropping all over the place. We're not geared up. We don't have our armor on. We left the house without it. There's so much stuff that we don't even stay in position. And this is, in these latter days, God is calling us to stay in position, Pastor. We must stay in position, and we must be geared up with the truth of God. We must be word, we must be enriched and involved and encompassed with the truth of God, the word of God, because that's the only way we're going to be winning this victory for the Lord. The Lord already won the victory. He's wanting us to come into the king. See, that's the illusion again. Lucifer making you think we lost the victory. No, the victory is already won. We're called here to bring more of God's flock into the kingdom.
To find the lost, yes.
To fight, right?
Yes.
There's so much work to be done. There is so much work to be done.
Wow, such passion.
And we must stay focused, yes.
Yes, such passion. That's the passion of Christ. And that's what B. Caesar is saying. B. Caesar says, I also think the key to overcoming during these hard times is to remember that God is faithful, and also to remember how God brought you out of situations in your past, and if he did it then, God can do it again. And that, you combine that with what Barbara Green is saying, that we together, when we get to the point that we know that if God be for us, who can be against us, when we get to that point, and then when we get to the point that I'm going to go ahead and heal the sick and set the captives free and save the lost in the name of Jesus, no matter who's coming against me, no matter what Satan tries to do, then we have really arrived to the point where we're in kingdom living. When we cultivate ourselves, and we have to remember to cultivate ourselves, walk in the assurance of the Lord, and do the work. Cultivate ourselves, walk in that assurance, and do the work.
But it's also time for restructuring. It's time to restructure. Lucifer has us thinking that everything that we have in our possession is required. We don't want to let it go. We know it's taking us under, and you don't want to let it go.
Yeah, and that's part of the pain. Yeah, and that's part of the cultivating, where you weed and pluck and pull, and mm-hmm. you know, you get rid of all of the dross and all of the mm-hmm. dirty stuff and the unnecessary stuff, the baggage and the spiritual baggage, the emotional. You get rid of all of that stuff. That's the cultivating. That's a restructuring where you're allowing God to prune you and mold you and shape you, even your ideas and even what you think you want, your desires. That's a big part of the cultivation process, because we've been led to believe that we want big houses and we want cars and we want, you know, more money than we need, than we know what to do with. You know,
right.
We have to look at all of that. Your motives, everything has to be put under the blood. We got to put this stuff under the blood.
Amen.
Amen. What are our men doing? Evangelist, Pastor?
No, I just need to read a verse of Scripture. You guys are touching on something so powerful here. Right here at the beginning of Jeremiah 23. I'm going to just read a couple of sentences here. Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to the shepherds who tend my people. Because you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not bestowed care on them, I will bestow punishment on you for the evil you have done, declares the Lord. But listen to verse 3. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock. And that's why, you know, most of the show we were saying, people, God, you got to run to God. Yes, yes, being a faithful, word-based church that is teaching the unadulterated gospel of Christ, but we got to know Jesus and God for ourselves. I emphasize, if you're into religion, if you've been religious, if you grew up with a religious flavor as far as your walk with Christ, make that thing personal. We're living in a time where we need to know, and when we call on the name of Jesus, we need to know that he will respond. We don't want him to say, get away from me, I never knew you. We want him to say, yes, son, I hear you. Yes, daughter, I'm working on it. Because we need to know that the name has power and authority if we really believe in our hearts and confess with our mouth with sincerity. That's when the word works. So sometimes it calls for repentance. Sometimes, as Sister Barbara just said, many of us have been taught wrong. You know, we've been taught wrong, or people are still being taught wrong. We realize this is the last day, and the false prophets, the false shepherds are being raised up. But God, opposing that, regardless of what the enemy is doing, God says, I'm still raising up a remnant that will serve me. And that's why she said earlier, what is the church doing? What are we doing? Not Obama, not the election, not the world. What is the church doing? And that's why I love this particular program, because you have some believers on here that can turn this whole state or this whole world around. Just who's on this line right now.
That's
so
right.
I just love God, because I know the power of his might.
Wow. And I want to welcome Word of Grace to the chat room. Those are some powerful, powerful words. And we only have 6 minutes. It's amazing how fast this all goes. I want to want to invite anybody who wants to call in the last 6 minutes to comment, you can call in 646-652-4832. And you got to have vision. I'm getting chill bumps when as I see the vision unfolding before my eyes. It has always been my vision since I started podcasting to have a forum like this where I could talk with the people of God and be enlightened and encouraged by the people of God, that we could come together and bring this power together, and God is making it happen. When I see all of the people in the chat room and have these people on the phone line with me, that we do have some power. And here Keith M. is saying that we have to go back to the instruction manual. He says that, yes, it's time to leave behind the traditions of men that make void the commandments of God and get back
amen.
To the, and get back to that instruction manual. Amen. So, 5 minutes remaining, we're going to just roll this out. But I want to say, if anybody is on that is not saved, we're talking about Jesus, and we're talking about the blood that was shed on Calvary, where God knew that we could not only get back to him by blood being shed, and he sent his son to die for us so that we could live, and not just live, but have life eternally and have that life more abundantly, to have an empowered life and to live life on purpose for him. So God wants us today to repent, you know, of the old way of living, of the sinful way of living, and to come into a relationship with him through Christ. And we offer that today to you. We offer Christ to you. All that you have to do is believe. Believe in your heart. I mean, not just in your head, but this has to be a heart thing. You know, I believe what these people are saying. I believe that Jesus is real and that he is the Son of God and that he died for my sins and that God will forgive me of everything I've ever done in the past if I receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, if I repent. Repent means to turn away from the old way of doing things. Without repentance, there can be no salvation. And receive Jesus today. Confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you shall be saved. You shall be saved. And it's a process. It's not an overnight thing. It is a process. Salvation is definitely a process. So all you have to do, if you heard that and you want to hearken to that, email me or call in now. We only have 4 minutes at power1@yahoo.com. power1@yahoo.com, and you shall be saved. Amen.
Amen. I want to share something real quickly, pastors. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12, it says, Beloved, they cannot strange concerning the fire and trials, which is to try you, as though something strange things happen unto you. But rejoice in as much as ye are partaker of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, yea, may be glad also with exceeding joy. So I believe that when God's being glorified, we are being blessed. When God receive all the glory, honor, and praise, we receive the benefits of God receiving all the glory, honor, and praise. And I always say, you know, like for example, like today, I was doing some errands, I was coming, and I heard, you know, a dog bark. Now, I'm a person, I'm not afraid of a dog bark, but I am afraid of the dog's teeth. Now, why is it, like, as I mentioned before, the enemy will try to show you something that is not, you know, because, again, he's trying to move you. And I'm saying this for a reason, because there's a lot of people that may be trying to achieve that destiny that God has called them, but they are letting things, the illusion that the enemy has put, they are stopping because of the illusion. I'm here to let you know that, you know what, it's only an illusion. You go forward because you have victory in Christ and God's with you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We only have 2 more minutes, Pastor Anthony. Did you have something burning on your heart before we go off the air? Or I'm going to let Barbara speak one more time. I know she has something to say before we go off the air. And then Pastor Anthony, you can take us out.
Okay.
Barbara.
Pastor, just the bottom line is that it's just, as we've all been saying, is We need to come together. We truly need to come together as the body of Christ. My father said that where two or three touch and agree on a thing, it is done. We need to get focused, and we really need to get back and understand, as we've been talking about the instructions, we are not focused on the instructions of God. We are more focused on the instructions of this world and how to keep it moving in this world. When everything is already done, it is already done. My father said it's already done, and we need to understand and really believe that and get understanding of that.
Amen. Praise God. And Keith M. is dropping some powerful knowledge in the chat room. He's talking about the applying the blood of hyssop, which is faith, to the doorposts of our hearts and minds. The natural firstborn dies, but the spiritual firstborn lives life everlasting. It's time for the people of God to be unplugged from the matrix of the world. That's powerful, Keith. Thank you so much for coming. Everyone in the chat room, everyone that's streaming, Evangelist and Barbara, thank you for being with us. Keep praying. Amen. Everyone in the chat room, we love you. You made the broadcast great today, so thank you for coming, and we'll be back on Thursday right here with Woman to Woman. Pastor Anthony, take us out.
Yeah, I just want to pray, because I just want to, as I heard it reiterated today, we need to solve this spiritual problem with spiritual means. You know, as I look at the Star Ledger today in this area, we're trying to, as people, sometimes fix a worldly natural problem, but it's spiritual. So we need spiritual things to do it. So prayer is one of those arsenals that we have. Heavenly Father, fill this show with your blessing today. Meet the people of God right where they are, Father God, and keep us in the harvest field, because the harvest truly is plentiful. But Father God, we do need more laborers to be sent out into the harvest. So I thank you for those who have said yes, Lord, and the chosen, and those who are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. See you all on Thursday. God bless you.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.